But you see, one of those feet is planted on Eastern Europe and one on Western Europe. And it comes down to the final end of the second coming of Christ and smashing this whole succession of Gentile governments on the toes of the feet. That's the 10 kingdoms that are going to go together in Europe, perhaps next year, perhaps the year after. Now, I can't set dates. And if it doesn't happen until 2 or 3 years from now, don't say, no, Mr. Armstrong said it was going to be in 1983. I didn't say that. I say it could. I didn't say it will. Now, if someone tries to say I said it, I've got all you as witnesses. I didn't. Because they tried to say back in 1972 that I said things I did not say. Some people thought I said the second coming of Christ was going to occur then. No, I could see reasons why I thought this empire might go together at that time. And our work will stop very soon after this Holy Roman Empire has this next and last resurrection. And our work will stop. And then will come the Great Tribulation. And out of and during the Great Tribulation will rise up the Laodicean era of God's church. But this church, well, you're either going to risk death or you're going to take the mark of the beast, one or the other. Unless we are taken to a place of protection and safety. And there are two places in the book of Revelation that certainly indicate we shall be. But it's going to take a miracle. Now, it took a miracle from God to get the Israelites out of Egypt way back there in the days of Moses. He had to strike a rock and water came out of it. And he may have to perform just as great miracles again this time. You better begin to believe in miracles because your very existence may depend on it. Well, anyway, you come to Daniel, the 7th chapter, and he saw the same thing, but in the form of his dream or vision he had of four wild animals or beasts. The first was a lion, and that was the Chaldean Empire. The second was a bear, and that was the Persian Empire. The third was the Greco-Macedonian Empire and had four heads. Well, it was divided into four divisions. And each one had its own head. And then that made up six heads. And then the Roman Empire, the seventh head. And that was a fourth beast. A fourth beast he saw. Of course, it had one head. But it was strong, stronger than any of the others, and stamped over the territory of all of them and replaced them all, the Roman Empire. Now then, we come into the 13th chapter of Revelation, and it continues that same identical thing. And I want to begin now in the 13th chapter of Revelation. And I'm going to take a little bit of time to go through it, word by word. As I say, I wish I could have many, many hours for this. Now, John is telling here in the book of Revelation what he saw in a vision, like a dream. He was on the Isle of Patmos, and he was being shown the time of the day of the Lord, and that's the time when God will step in and intervene in world affairs, and that'll climax in the second coming of Christ, and then the thousand-year rule under Christ. Now, in the 13th chapter of Revelation, he's showing what he saw in his vision. He says, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns. Now notice the crowns were not on the head. They were on the horns. and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. So there's something evil about it. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. It wasn't a leopard, but it was quick and cat-like, like the body of a leopard. It had the characteristics, the best characteristics of a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear. The most powerful part of a bear are its feet, and it had the strongest part of a bear, because it was a very powerful thing. But it wasn't a bear, it just had the feet of, like a bear. And his mouth as the mouth, it wasn't the mouth of a lion, but as the mouth of a lion. Now that is the strongest part of a lion, especially with a male lion. And I don't know whether that's stronger than a female, but it just looks bigger. And the dragon, now in Revelation 12 and Revelation 20, you see very plainly the dragon is Satan the devil, gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Now let me give you one little key right here. Gave him. That's the male gender. Now in these prophecies, the him or the male gender represents civil, political government, political and military. The she or her or the feminine gender always denotes church. When you get to the 17th chapter, you find a woman riding the beast. But the woman is a church. The beast is a he or a him, which is a military or a civil or political government. Now this thing is of Satan the devil, who gave it its seat and power and great authority. Now this whole system, as it started, God gave Nebuchadnezzar his seat and power and great authority. But by the time it gets down to this point, and I'm going to show you that this includes the four beasts of Daniel 7. And this is speaking of the Roman Empire. Now, there's a chart, and I worked out that chart, believe it or not, some 55 or 56 years ago, while I was being converted. God showed me the truth. Now, if you take, the only way you can understand this, and there are other chapters in Daniel that bear on the same thing. It's a very complicated thing, and the only way you can understand it is like a large problem in arithmetic or mathematics, and it is greater than you can figure out in your head alone. You have to put it down on paper and add and subtract and divide and multiply on one thing and another, and it gets a little confusing. You take 10,897 and divide it by 32 and multiply that by 4 and then subtract 822 and something else. Now, have you got the answer? Anybody here got it? Well, I haven't either. You can't do that. You have to put a thing like that down on paper to get it. Well, that's what I did, and I guess no one else ever thought to do that. And verse 3, I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Now, I want you to notice the time sequence. It has been healed, and now since it's healed, the whole world is wondering after the beast. Let me give you a little bit here in the Revised Standard Translation. And the beast was given a mouth uttering haughty and blasphemous words, and it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. Now this mouth with haughty, blasphemous words. Brethren, I don't want to accuse human beings. And this is all ancient history anyway, not anyone now living. But that was the popes at Rome. And here you have the Roman Empire, and its deadly wound, it was wounded to death, but the mortal wound, this is the Revised Standard now, was healed, and the whole earth followed the beast or wandered after the beast. Now that's the beast after it is healed with wonder. Men worship the dragon, which is Satan the devil, and he is the god of this world. And you, brethren, I don't think we realize, but the world is worshiping Satan. For he had given his authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast. The beast now healed, which is now after Justinian, from that time on, saying, who is like to the beast? Who can fight against it? And the beast. Now this is the healed beast after 554, was given a mouth uttering haughty and blasphemous words. That mouth didn't come until after 554. And it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. Now a day for a year in those times meant 1260 years. And it was, and it started in 554, and it ruled for 1260 years. Now, if you can figure that, that takes you to 1814, and that is when Napoleon was finally defeated at Waterloo. It opened its mouth to utter blasphemies against God, blaspheming his name and his dwelling. That is, those who dwell in heaven. And, of course, those who dwell in heaven are angels that are described in the fourth and fifth chapters of the book of Revelation. Now, a lot of that blasphemy. I have been in Rome and down at the Pope's summer palace at Castel Gandolfo, and seen 5,000 people just screaming and frantic as if they were in a trance or a frenzy. Viva Papa! Viva Papa! And calling the Most Holy Father. The Most Holy Father. That's a title that belongs only to God. And they do give that to the Pope even to this day. Also, it was allowed to make war on the saints and to conquer them. And thousands and even up to a few million Christians or professing Christians were put to death. And I'm going to show you because of the mark of the beast. Because they wouldn't accept it. But I'll come to that later. And authority was given it over every tribe and people and tongue and nation. That is, of course, it's speaking about Europe and the different languages. And they have different languages in Europe. And all who dwell on the earth will worship it, everyone whose name is not written before the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb. That was slain from the foundation of the world. Well, in the King James, it said, the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. It was decided at the foundation of the world, the time of Adam. When Adam rejected the tree of life, that Christ would come as the second Adam and be slain to pay the penalty of our sins. Now, coming to the next verse, verse 9, I believe it is. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is to be taken captive, to captivity he goes. Now this is coming down to a time now when it does apply to us. If anyone slays with a sword must he be slain. Here is the call for the endurance and faith of the saints. Then I saw, John says, what he's seeing in a vision now, another beast. Now, who and what is this beast? Another beast, which rose up out of the earth. The first beast was out of the sea, and this one was out of the earth. And had two horns like a lamb. And it spoke like a dragon. Now, I believe that's a little different in the King James. Let me find that in the King James. Another beast coming up out of the earth. And he, and it's a he now, it's not a she. So this cannot be just the church as such. Had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Well, a lamb pictures Christ. So he appeared like Christ, but he spoke like Satan. The dragon is Satan. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, says God. So says your Bible. So actually, while he was pretending to be Christ, Christ on earth, ruling, the kingdom of God was here, he was actually speaking like a devil. Now, the Bible says some very horrible things about the Roman Catholic Church. That's why the Catholic Church has never encouraged people to read the Bible. And for a long time in Spain, before the present government, anyone sending a Bible, even as a gift to a friend, if someone is trying to have someone send him a Bible into Spain, it would be confiscated on the way in. Bibles were not allowed to be bought. And Spain is more Catholic than Italy. I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, two horns like a lamb, but spoke as a dragon. So actually, it was masquerading as Christ, but out of its heart, it was speaking what was in its heart, and it was Satan the devil, or the tool of Satan. And he, notice it's he again, exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Now, it's not the first beast before its deadly wound was healed, but the first beast whose deadly wound had now been healed. So it is the one that became the Holy Roman Empire. Now, the Holy Roman Empire was political. What is this other beast? The only thing that it can possibly be is that the Roman Catholic Church is both church and state. I wonder if you realize that Vatican City is a separate nation. The Vatican is the state part of the church. That is the he part. The church is the she part. But there is a marriage. And, I don't think there's married either. It's fornication, not marriage. Anyhow, many nations send ambassadors to the Vatican. It is a separate state within the nation of Italy. Now, I've been there. I have been inside of the Vatican Library, and I have examined pages of one of the three oldest copies of the Bible in existence, the Codex Vaticanus, and I had to have a letter from, Mrs., Claire Luce, who was the American ambassador in Rome at the time to sponsor me and guarantee that I wouldn't destroy it or steal it or take it out or anything of the kind. And so they were very polite, and they let me have it and hold it in my hands and read it. I could have spent 2 or 3 hours there reading it if I'd wanted to. But I just wanted to see it for the novelty of it, and because it's one of the oldest copies, and it may be the oldest on the face of the earth of the Bible. He exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him. Now, this is really the government part of the Roman Catholic Church. But this is the political government part, and it did exercise the power. The popes were on top of it, and the political rulers had to do what the church said. I want to tell you, they're coming to the place of doing that again. And just recently, in Germany, there has been a new law passed that the holy days to be observed as rest days or national holidays are to be decided by the church, and they must be either Roman Catholic or Protestant. And each state, like Bavaria or other states within Germany, can decide what they want, and whatever they decide, the people have to follow. Now, just bear that in mind, because we're coming to something. He, that is the government part of the Roman Catholic Church, exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and that is the Roman Empire after it was healed, or the Holy Roman Empire. And it was, why it was called holy is that the Pope was supposed to be ruling it, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, which was the Holy Roman Empire, whose deadly wound was healed. See, not the first beast before its deadly wound was healed, or whose deadly wound was yet to be healed, but to worship the beast whose deadly wound had been healed. And he, now it's the Roman government, the church government, doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Now, if that has ever happened, I don't know. But a lot of this is yet to come to pass, and it may be that that has some significance. Now, the book of Revelation speaks in symbol a great deal. I don't know. I haven't done any research on that particular little detail right there to find what that fire could, if it symbolizes something beside literal fire. I'll have to check that later. Let's just pass right on over that. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast. Now wait, let me read that. We're getting down to verse 14. Let me read that. I think there's another word I want you to get in the Revised Standard Translation. But all those who will not worship the image of the beast to be slain. In other words, they had to worship this had to worship this government or be slain, the government of the Catholic Church. He had power to give life to the image of the beast. That the image of the beast should both, and remember, the image of the beast is the Vatican, or the civil government of the church. And cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark. Now we come to the mark of the beast. To receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell. Now, to buy means to purchase whatever you need. Food, clothing, buy a new home, buy an automobile, whatever. Or sell. Now, that means you can't engage in the business of buying and selling, and you won't have the money, you won't have the wages to buy anything with. Yet no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let them that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, or 666. 666. Now, of course, people have tried to count that in every way. People have said that mark of the beast is this and that and the other thing. It was the fasces on the dimes years ago. Because the fasces was a Roman symbol of ancient Rome, the Roman Empire. And it was Franklin Roosevelt's NRA, some people said. People normally read a thing like this and just make up on their own imagination what they think it is. But remember, the Bible itself must interpret the Bible. And the Bible must explain its own symbols. And we can't use our own ideas. If I give you my idea, I'm not leading you properly. Now, I want to show you something in the chain of events. In the book of Revelation, we go back to the 6th chapter of the book of Revelation. And there were the four horsemen. And the first was a false Christ. Those were coming saying that they were the representatives of Christ. Not that they were Christ, but the representatives of Christ and deceiving many. They were preaching that Jesus was the Christ and deceiving the many. After that came war, and then came famine, and then pestilence and death. Let's see, there was first the false Christ, then war, then famine, and then pestilence. That's the four horsemen. Now, let me see. Go back to the 6th chapter, and I want to begin now with verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held.